Okay. Sorry, away Northwest London. Isru Chag Pesach, 8th of April. Reiner Av Reb Sender Grosnas. And the subject is... He doesn't know yet. Parshas HaShavua, topical theme.
I wish to thank the Gaboyim of the Start Your Day. Cajoled me, pushed me, forced me, but at least I last day or two, having thoughts, not only starting my day with the Torah way, but during the day as well, thinking of what we have to talk about. So it's given me at least a chizuk, and I want to share it with you as well. I'd like to start with a Maisala, a Pesach, one of my favorite Pesach stories, which I like to say. We're still Isru Chag, we're still hopping around in Chodesh Nissan, we can still hop around. It's a beautiful story. I don't think it's known, and if anybody does know it, and I've got it wrong, most probably you should come later and tell me and correct me. But this is the way I heard the story. It's not, as far as I know, I've been in South Africa many years, so as far as I know, I don't think it's a known story. You know, Rabbi Leib Gurwitz, the Rosh Hashiva of Gateshead, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was the son-in-law, in his first zivuk, was the son-in-law of Rabbi Elia Lapin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. His second zivuk, Rabbi Leib Gurwitz, his second zivuk was with a Rebbetzin Isby, from America, Mattersdorf. Rebbe Zinizbi's got children, Kanana, or a great Talmid of Chachomim. And that was his second shidduch, his second zivuk. I heard this from a South African who married a grandchild of Rebbe Zinizbi. And he was with his zibaba. It was Pesach time. Many years later, after Rav Leib had been nifta, he said to his Baba, he said, Baba, I don't understand. Rav Leib, it sounds a bit like Lashon Hara today we talk about. Rav Leib was makpid, was very particular to eat only machine matzahs. Does anybody know about it? Somebody, there's still people around? Can I not? Right? Sounds to me, is it? No. Rabbi Altman, I remember his son, Rabbi David Altman, told me his father was makpid to eat only machine matzah. Rabbi Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Altman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. There were Litvaks who were makpid in those days, especially here, there's a few today as well, Grace Tzadik and Livodol Lechayim, who are makpid to eat, we won't go into the whole tumul machine, late matzahs. But he said to his grandmother, Rabbi Leib was makpid to eat machine matzahs, and and you, from a Hasidic stock, you at hand matzahs. So how? What happened? What happened? What happened, Pesach? She answered him. Listen carefully. She answered him. This is the first time I hear this. This is the first time I hear this. It was Rabbi Leib who had eaten his whole life, 75 years. Particularly, I'm makpid to eat only machine matzahs. She was probably said to him, I'm going to order hand matzahs, so-and-so hand matzahs. And he kept quiet and whatever, he nodded his head in approval. That means to compliment that story, he added, this Einakel added, that... My grandma, Rebbe Zinizbi, said that it took me 6 months to decide about the shidduch. I'm here in Mattersdorf, come from America. In Mattersdorf, I have my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren she must probably had, go to the north of England, to Gateshead. It was very hard. It was a hard decision. It took me 6 months to decide. And she said, and think, listen carefully, she said, you know what, I could have had another 6 months with Rebbe Leib. It was 5 years, I think, she was with Reb Leib. I could have had another 6 months. One, we can understand if Reb Leib can be quiet. It's really, they say about the Rebbes, that one a grandson came to his grandfather, one of the Admoirim, and said he's going to his father-in-law, and he's makbid and gebrauch, so I don't know what it was, baked matzahs, machine matzahs, and I'm hand matzahs, what do I do? And he said to him, I don't know, said the Admor to his grandson, I don't know if, I'm not aware that after 120 years, that's one of the questions, what matzahs did you eat? Or gebrauchs or not gebrauchs? I'm not aware of such a question. But I don't envy a person who's going to cause a tzar, a distress, to somebody else, to another yid. And that you've got to be concerned about. And it's a little bit related to what we want to talk about. That's I think that carries the story in itself is worth to start the day. Back in South Africa once, somebody asked me, Tshuva asked me a question. He asked me as follows. How can Mashiach come? I don't understand how Mashiach can come. How many people of Klal Yisrael, how many are Haredim, how many are Datiim, how many are Shema Shabbos? How many are Shema Shabbos? I don't know if statistics have been made. How many Yidden are Shema Shabbos? I'd like to think over a million. Why? Where do I get? Because you sometimes hear of a Levaya where there's 500,000 people, so with the women, so it could be even maybe close to 2 million with America, Europe, please. And how many were 14, 15 million? Nope, something like that. It's a small, small percentage. You've got Mechalele Shabbosy system. There's people who are Eichlit, Nevelis, Vetreifus, intermarriage. How can it be? And I answered him the following, that the Biskarov used to say always, that there's a ship, there's a boat going on the high seas, and there's a storm, and the boat is about to capsize. And on this ship, you have Bale Aveira, not Stam Bale, people are serving Aveira Zora, and you've got a tzaddik on the system. So who is the storm because of? Who is the Baal, those who are serving Avodah Zarah? So the Briskerov Tanakh tells us differently. There's a ship going on the seas. Not only a tzaddik is there. There's a Novi. A Novi Hashem called Yoina HaNovi. And Yoina HaNovi says to the people, who are serving Avodah Zarah, it's not because of you this storm. It's b'sheli hasar ha-gadol hazer. The storm is because of me, the tzaddik. Those who are keeping the Torah, and those, the whole storm, what we see in the world, in Europe, in Eretz Yisrael, we should know it's not them, it is us. It's b'sheli for we who know better, and we have to get it right. It's b'sheli hasar ha-gadol hazer. I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Michael Feinstein, used to say very often, at the end of the Avodah in Parshas Achrei Mois, at the end of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, the Par with the Shnei Seirim, and the Torah, if we can say, summing up, v'chiper es migdash ha-kodesh, it'll be a kapora for the migdash ha-kodesh, which will be the kodesh kodshim. It'll be a kapora, all this avoida will be on Yom Kippur, which the Aaron HaKohen is doing. It will be a kapora for the oil moyet. It'll be a kapora for the Mizbeach, as a Mizbeach Yechaper. It'll be a kapora va'al HaKohenim, for the Koyanim, for Tumas Koyanim, it's probably va'al kol am HaKohol Yechaper. And he used to ask, Luchur, it should be the other way around. Who needs the kapora? The Kodesh Kodeshim needs the kapora. The Kodesh needs the Mizbeach, needs the kapora. It's Am Yisrael who are sinning. It's the Koyanim. It goes the other way around. It should be the Am HaKohol, then the Koyanim, and then the Mizbeach, and then Kodesh Kodeshim. So he used to always say that The first thing we have to be concerned about is the Kodesh Kodshim, the Tzadikim, the Shemri Teiru Mitzvahs. Are we doing what we have to do? Never mind, as one Rebbe said to another Rebbe before Rosh Hashanah, was mit sein mit unsere Averis? Said the other Rebbe, I'm not so worried about the Averis. Was wird sein mit unseren Mitzvahs? Are we doing our Mitzvahs the way we do with Yira, with Simcha, with Ava, with everything that goes with our Mitzvahs? Are we doing them properly, even without? Forget about the Kavanos. So the first Tavia is really on us. It's us that we have to be. B'shali Hasar HaGadol Hazeh. We have to be concerned about ourselves. And Be'emes, what we're saying now is not really a drosha, a medrash, a rashi. It's not a gemara, it's not a mishnah, it's a posuk in the Torah. Posuk says, Im yesh asara tzadikim b'toyich ha'ir, says a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Avraham, if there's 10 tzadikim v'yir, I think it is, that if there's 10 tzadikim b'toyich ha'ir, if there's 10 tzadikim, then lo yashkes, I won't destroy it. Got 10 tzadikim, and they're doing what they have to do. The hundreds and thousands of Roshoim who are in Sadoim and in the five, so will be in each city. It's got 10 tzaddikim. We can deal. The ikke is that the ein la kodesh baruch hu ala dalad amu shel alocha. That's where the whole tumul, and it's all about that. The rest is the periphery. If the tinet shenishba is being taken into account. It's vis-a-vis us. Are we doing enough to be makar of them? That's what we'll have to give a cheshbon. But not that they. They're not in this equation. So we find tak in this week's parsha, in the Chanukas Hamizbeach, in Vayikro Tes, Posuk Chav Gimel, we find Rashi brings down. When Aaron saw at the Chanukah Samizbeach, this week's parasha talks Shmini, on the eighth day of the Miluim, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the inauguration of the Mishkan. When Aaron saw Shekorvu Kol HaKarbonos, that they offered all the Karbonos, V'nasu Kol HaMeis, they did all the Karbonos which had to be done on the Yom Shmini, and they did everything that had to be done. Israel, Aaron HaKohen was distressed for Omer. Yodea ani shekoas HaKodesh Baruch Hu olai. Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry with me. Ubishvili. It's because of me, lo yordo shchina liYisrael. It's bishvili. The Sar HaGodol Hazeh, this great storm that there's no Hashroas HaShchina on this very moment, till Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mispalot. But is loyal the Shkinah Yisrael? He could have turned around and said, "Listen, this is, it's Klal Yisrael's fault that they serve the eagle. I was under duress. I was forced. My arm was twisted. I went through agonizing time." No, Aaron HaKohen, you're the tzaddik. Bishvili understands that there was a misdemeanor here on his part. Or Bishvili, it's because of me. Loyal the Shkinah Yisrael. Also, we find in this week's parasha, we see how important it is to do, not only not to do averus. Baruch Hashem, we're speaking to an oilam which comes start the Torah away, and we do what we can. We do. We're learning Torah, but we have to just perfect ourselves. I'm talking to myself as well here, or only to myself. We find here, for instance, in this parasha, and this is what I think got me thinking, that the taina against Nodav Aviv, who Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, they're holier than us, Nodav Aviv. The taina against them in Pasuk Beis says, brings down Chazal. The Gemara says, I think, six reasons, but Rashi brings two reasons here. Lo meisu b'nei Aaron, ela al yidei shehoiru halocha b'fnei Moshe Rabbon. They were Moira Halacha b'fnei Rabbon. They wanted to get close to the Ribbono Shelam. This is to get closer to the Hashem. They were bringing the Keteris in order to lit karev, to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to do an avoda. But there was a flaw here. In your mitzvahs, there's a flaw. Shtuye yayin, nachon, you're doing, but there's a kalas roish, which is shtuye yayin, whatever that means. We're talking about the holies of holies, not the vavius. We've got to be careful what we say, but on their madriga. And Rashi in Mishpotim says that when they went up on the mountain a few months ago, before the inauguration, they were ready then chayim misa. How do we consult with this Rashi? Stoma elu ve'elu, both is goyrim. As Rashi says, what happened there? They were getting close to the Ribbono Shel Olam mitoch achila v'shtia, and Rashi says that it was a kalas roish there. So we have to lesson for us how even when we're doing mitzvahs, are we doing them properly? Are we doing it in the proper way that it has to be done with the proper yira? We have three times a day. We have an audience with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shachris, Mincha with the Tzibul. An audience to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can ask for anything, Kemat, right? Or everything, not Kemat. We can ask for everything. We hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our prayers. But do we need to? It's also maybe we bring in our cell phones. It's a little bit of a color story. We can't leave it in the car. I'll give an example. Our brochas. When was the last time you said a brocha with kavona? I was thinking to myself. I said a brocha with kavona, I think 8 days ago. I remember al-achilas matzah, I think I had a kavona. 8 days ago is 800 brochas ago. When did we make a shahakal with kavona? These are things which we are doing, but we have to do it perfect. And it's not only in Bein Odom Lemokrein, but in our Bein Odom Lechavero. It's interesting. We find people are always machmir, at least I see it, always in Bein Odom Lemokrein. It's all in Bein Odom. What about being machmir? Have you ever seen somebody be machmir in Bein Odom Lechavero? To say good morning to the person next to me. We daven doch together. Good morning. I can't say a good morning to the person next to me. A chumre in hakoros hatoiv, a chumre in chesed. To be machmir so that we do those things properly. On the way here, in the plane, I took a few old hamadiyas which I had to catch up. And I was reading an article, I think about 6 weeks ago, was the Yortzeit, the 25th Yortzeit of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yehuda Segel. Is the chiddush which I saw in this article, which I always knew, always zecher to see and hear the Manchester Rosh, I'm sure many people here, Talmidim of it, always knew that his Bein Odom Lemokrein was gewaltig, his tefillah, watch them davening. His learning, never wasting a second. But from this article, I saw that he was a gaon in Bein Odom Lechavero. Let me just share with you two stories to remind you, for those who read it. He had a gabba. Manchester Rosh Yeshiva had to be in hospital a few days, and this gabba was Moisa Nefesh, or this bocha was Moisa, a younger man, was Moisa Nefesh, and looked after him. Togenacht eventually came out of hospital, and he came over to this younger man and said, you know what, I'm going to come and pay you a visit on Sukkot. I'm going to have Kiddush with you in the Sukkot. Imagine what a delight, whatever. But he didn't do it just 1 year. Till the end of his life, every single year he would go Sukkot to have Kiddush at this person's, for the Hakoros HaTov looking after him. Not only did he go himself, he would take his son-in-law, Rav Aaron Troy. Rameh Tzvi. Rameh Tzvi. And when the Rosh Hashiva was Nifter, Rameh Tzvi continued, because that was That's what most probably what his Shver would wish. Nafshei chayev loy. A person should feel nafshei chayev loy. That person did you a toiva. I said thank you. What do you want more? I said thank you. Nafshei chayev loy. Another incident that he once said to his gabbai, he said, this evening I want to go and visit, go to the hospital. Took him to the hospital and he went round the wards. Went round the wards. Wishing everybody a refuah shleima. And left. And the bochur asked Rosh Yeshiva, Ma nishtana halayla azeh mikol halayos? And he said, today my bein odom lechaveira, I felt was not up to scratch. It wasn't the way it should be. So I felt I had to do a psach. That's a chumra, a machne in bein odom lechaveira. It's a murder gazach, because if you think about it, we've all got chumras, maybe, and this one got keeping rabbeinu tam, and this one's eating this matzah, and this one doesn't eat this, and doesn't eat... It's all, most of it, and we saw with the Rosh Hashiva, with Rabbi Gurvitz. We won't have machine matzahs if it's going to distress my Rebbetzin. Something that we have to think and share. Another little thing which I think... We all need chizuk in. This is a true story. It happened now in Yom Tov. I met an old friend of mine, Big Talmud Chochem. Hadn't seen him for many years, many, many years. It was in yeshiva together, Big Talmud Chochem. And I'm schmoozing with him on Yom Tov. And he looks to me distressed. I said, what are you distressed about? And he says to me, got my Edom with me. And I belong to this Peleg. And he belongs to that Peleg. Literature, we're talking about literature. Don't have to go into details. I belong to this. And staring me the ganze yonte. I said, I don't understand. First of all, you've got a mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecho, and any distressful thought, you know, says the Gaon, you're not mekayim your mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecho. You've got to knock it out of your mind. Secondly, I don't understand why it's coming, these things. It's coming on on your Yom Tov table, on your Shabbos table. What does it have to be a Shabbos talk? Thirdly, I said, you can't tolerate somebody else's view. I mean, he's also got Talmid HaChochom. You've got Talmid HaChochom. We're not talking about reform here. We're talking about good. He's got to tolerate his view. You might not agree with it, so you've got your own. I can't understand. Can't Shevet Reuven, who's doing his avoida, can't tolerate Shevet Yosef, which is he's doing his avoida. He's got his gedolah, I mean, you've got your gedolah. He says to me, don't be so naive. You've been in South Africa too many years. But it's something that we have to learn to tolerate. That's what I think, with my naivety. Let me just end, Taka, with a thought which I had. It's to do with Purim. But I think it's... The kasha, I think, is a good kasha. We'll see whether you agree with the answer. I always kept Purim on Yud... Dalit. London is Yud Dalit. Johannesburg is Yud Dalit. Bnei Barak is Yud Dalit. I'm a Yud Dalit Yid. The last year or so I've been a Tes Vov Yid. I'm a Yerushalayim Yid. I'm Peleg Yerushalmi. Tes Vov. Tes Vov. Tolerate. Tes Vov. Tes Vov. I'm glad enough, but it doesn't matter. I had this kasha going in my mind. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Help me with that answer. Let's put it this way, the kasha. If I would have been, how many years ago, in Shusha, on the Moetzet Gedolei HaTorah, when they decided that it's going to be, the walled cities are going to be Tesvov, the other cities are Yudalad, Tiberias, I think, is Tesvov, Yafu is Tesvov, Yishalayim is Tesvov, I would have got up and said, Mordechai, the whole idea of Purim is what there's an Am Mefuza Umefeira, there's a people which are scattered, they're not together, then there's no Achdus. And the whole message of Purim is Leich Kenoisa, one of the big messages of Purim. Leich Kenoisa, say you didn't bring them together, they should have Achdus and be together. And we Yishlachmonas to be Bein Odom Lechaveroi. And Mishpocho, bring everyone together. And you're now introducing a Zazak, which is going to make such a pirut. It's chodosh, and I don't know any other mitzvah where he keeps it this day and he keeps it. You have a Yom Tov Shel Golos. Yom Tov Shel Golos. What was Pesach? I'm talking about a mitzvah. But you keep 2 days. Sveika de Yoyma. But to machen a takona, a new mitzvah, the rabbonon. Him on Yudal, you're going to have a world machlokes. Who says it's a shekel hilah? I think it's a good kasha. And I asked Talmid of Chachomim in Bayit Vegan about this. Didn't get a proper answer.
It's been
French. So, I want to tell you something. I said to my neighbor, are you from France? And he raised his 6 foot and says, I want, have you do halacha? I want you to know that there's also Israelis in Bayit Vegan. Anyhow, I think the answer is that Mordechai HaTzadik would have shown me a video of 2018. This year, he would have shown me a video then. Maybe 2017, thank you. He would have shown me a video. He would have said, listen here, I'm going to show you something that's going to happen in 1,000, 2,000 years' time. Look, have a look. You've got the Eden and B'nai Brak, who are keeping on the 14th. But look, half of them are from Yerushalayim, are coming there to Mesamech with them. They're joining with them. Not only we tolerate that he's a Yudalad Yid. I've got Ebbets Tainas, he's keeping Yudalad. I've got Tainas that London, they're keeping you dalit. Why don't you keep Tesvot? I understand, that's what you do, and I tolerate it. Fakir, that's teaching the Klal Yisrael that you have to tolerate. Not only do I tolerate, I'll be Mesamech with you. And when I keep it on Tesvot, he comes and look, he's Mesamech, he tolerates that I do, and he comes to be Mesamech with me. And Naviv could be. If we can get it right, both in our Bein Odom L'Chavera and both in our Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, we see that the Kodesh Kodshim should be right. That the Dalad Amos Shel Halacha, that we do our mitzvahs properly, including myself, we do everything that the way we should do it. Then we'll be Zeicher, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we'll do, and we'll be Zeicher that with our life, Kol Yemei Chayecho, will be Lehovi L'Moisa HaShiach. Thank you.